This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Although most live shows have been put on hold by the pandemic, Milwaukee bands are continuing to release new songs, and Matt Wild has listened to most of them. Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Wild is the curator of that list, and he joins me every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to for our Milwaukee Music Roundup. Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me back. Glad to be here.
So despite the pandemic, despite closing and then reopening and then kind of closing again, we are still getting a pretty steady stream of music from Milwaukee musicians.
The music has not stopped. It will not stop. It will never stop. Maybe thankfully, the novelty of writing songs specifically about the pandemic seems to have cooled down a little bit. But people are still very, very busy here in Milwaukee, all the Milwaukee musicians, putting out a ton of great music. As always, hard to keep up with all this new stuff that's coming out, but I try my best.
Well, and you do a pretty good job. This is actually a very interesting collection of songs, very different genres. So we start off with actually a friend of Lake Effect's, Be Free.
Be Free, yes, the incomparable Be Free, always a very, very busy, very, very prolific Milwaukee musician, a very, very talented singer-songwriter. She's also is the correct word a flautist for someone who plays the flute? Am I correct?
I believe so, flautist.
Sounds about right to me. So she plays the flute. She's a great flute player, let's just say that. And she's put out a ton of music in the past few years, and pre-pandemic certainly, very, very busy, very visible, playing out a lot of shows and things like that. And this song that we're going to be listening to here in a bit is notable for a few things. It is a collaboration. It is a duet with someone. His name is Quentin Farr, and he's not just, he's the keyboardist and frontman for a group called For the Culture. And perhaps more importantly for our purposes here, he is the husband of Be Free. They are husband and wife.
I was about to say.
What's interesting about this is that this song, the song that we're going to be listening to is called Say It. And it is, in fact, their first official duet release together, which is something I didn't know. For some reason, I had thought that they had collaborated a lot together in the past, but apparently this is the first time they've really gotten together and made a song. And it's not just a song. It is, in fact, a celebration. They put it together to commemorate their four-year wedding anniversary, which I think is just so heartbreakingly sweet. I'm a sucker for that. I'm a sucker for any kind of artists who are partners who get together and do a song or an album or anything like that together. It just, it melts my heart. I'm just such a sucker for that sort of thing. So it's great to hear Be Free and Quentin Farr collaborating here on this great track. It's called Say It. It's a lovely song. It's got some very serious tropical summer vibes, a very a terrific song. And if you listen all the way through, Quentin Farr pops up near the end of the track, and he's rocking a talk box, one of those things where you just talk into the thing, and it sounds like, you know, I don't know, that Peter Frampton album or whatever. I love the talk box. I'm also a sucker for the talk box, so I'm just a sucker for the whole thing. This is Be Free and Quentin Farr with Say It.
You and me together is the only way.
That was Say It by Be Free and Quentin Farr. So coming up onto the next song, we're taking a big left turn in genre.
We are, and this is a really interesting project. I hesitate to call it a band because it's not a band. It's a kind of a solo project. It's a new project called The Beat Index. Now, The Beat Index is kind of a solo slash pandemic era project of another very prolific and very, very talented Milwaukee musician. His name is Harrison Colby. And folks who follow Milwaukee music will know Harrison from a lot of terrific groups in town, most notably the Delphines some years ago, and then the Delphines kind of changed into this incredible band called No-No, and Harrison was one of the front musicians for that group. And No-No has since broken up, and so Harrison, he's been busy with a lot of other things, but this is his latest project. It's called The Beat Index, and he's putting out, I think it's out now already, he's put out a album. It's called Juvenilia, and it's a collection of songs. It's kind of a loose, I guess you would call it a concept album. I'll just read directly from Harrison here. He says, The Beat Index is a sort of tongue-in-cheek compilation series. It's an opportunity to examine different artistic constructs and experiment with them through music, video, and design. Volume 1, Juvenilia, focuses on nostalgic filters and their impact on modern media, using the sonic and visual nostalgia in a modern application, like retro Instagram filters and vintage treatments in music. So each song on this album is a little bit different. The one we're going to be listening to is called Record Collection. And if you listen to this song and think to yourself, gee, that sounds an awful lot like The Strokes, that's kind of by design. It's kind of, I wouldn't call it a parody necessarily, but it is definitely written in the vein of kind of a garage band like The Strokes. And the song itself, like I said, is called Record Collection, and it's a pretty funny, pretty brutal takedown, kind of poking fun at the kind of person, 99% of the time that person is a man, who kind of defines himself by the music that they listen to and the kind of vinyl records that they own, and like kind of, you know, it builds their whole identity out of, you know, what they listen to and what kind of awesome records they have. And this song kind of name checks all these kind of almost very obvious cool records that a person like this would own, you know, bands like Talking Heads and Television and all this sort of thing. But it remains, I think, a really funny song and a really catchy song. So I think he does a terrific job. It's The Beat Index with Record Collection.
I like listening to vinyl because it sounds better. Vinyl kind of has a warmer...
We're listening to Record Collection by The Beat Index. Coming up for the next song, this was a really interesting kind of feel. I'm not that familiar with Abbie Jean, although I hear her name all of the time. She's a big artist here. But the song that we're about to hear feels very vintage, almost like a surf rock.
You are absolutely correct. And in fact, it is a cover song of a very, very old song from the 60s. It was released in 1967. The name of the song, I should say, is called Stop and Listen. And it is a cover of a song from a Milwaukee group, in fact, called The Shag, who released a couple records back in the 60s. This was released on Capitol Records, in fact, in 1967. And it's one of those songs that, you're absolutely right, it's got this surf, early garage vibe to it. And it's one of those songs that I know and I always forget is from a Milwaukee group, but it is in fact from The Shag. I think there were about 9,000 bands back in the 60s and 70s that had the name Shag or The Shags or some variation of The Shags, but this was the Milwaukee, The Shag. And Abbie Jean, as you said, is a very big name here in Milwaukee. And pre-pandemic, you know, of course, that's tossed a monkey wrench in everyone's plans, but she was kind of, I think, in the midst of kind of really working on some making some big moves, I think. She released a really terrific record early last year called Music Box Dancer. And she's been spending a lot of time in New York and LA, kind of making these kind of big career moves, kind of quietly behind the scenes. And like I said, the pandemic has kind of put everything on pause. But look for her in hopefully the near future, making some big moves. And in the meantime, she's put together this cover of this classic Milwaukee garage song called Stop and Listen. And I think she does a terrific job of making it her own and staying faithful to the original recording. So yeah, it's terrific. It's a melding of two great Milwaukee artists. So it's Abbie Jean with Stop and Listen.
Listen, performed by Abbie Jean. So the final selection that we'll be looking at, similar to Stop and Listen, has a very vintage feel, but a very different type of vintage.
That's right. We are talking Mega Man vintage here. We're talking about some video game music, some early video game music, like Nintendo era video game music. The story behind this is very, very interesting. There is a Milwaukee group called Space Raft, and they put out a terrific album this year called Positively Space Raft. And we may have talked about them on the show before. It's a terrific album. And the lead singer and kind of front man of the band, his name is Jordan Davis. At some point, he decided, even though he had no experience doing this, he decided he wanted to translate his band's music into 8-bit Nintendo-era video game music, you know, real bleepy and bloopy, what they call chiptune music. So he kind of just threw himself into this project of translating his band's new record, Positively Space Raft, and change it into video game music, 8-bit video game music. And he's done just that. He has the entire album available. It used to be called Positively Space Raft. This is Approximately Space Raft. It's the 8-bit Nintendo version of his band's record. Now, not only that, but he took it about 8,000 steps farther and he created an entire video game around his band Space Raft.
We're actually going to hear all about this. I just interviewed Jordan about creating the video game, so our listeners will get to hear how that whole process went down. It is fascinating.
It is fascinating, yeah. It's terrific. It's a big project that he took on. I should say, even though I did not ask him to do this, but he kind of surprised me, I actually appear in this video game. Milwaukee Record appears in the video game as two little characters, myself and my partner Tyler Moss. So thank you, Jordan, even though you didn't have to do that. And I love this video game, even if I wasn't in it.
All right, so here is the song, the approximate song, Please Be Kind by Space Raft. is Please Be Kind by Space Raft. So, of course, you know, we're still not having a lot of shows in the area. While some things have opened up a bit, we're seeing things shut down once again as COVID numbers continue to rise. What are you looking forward to in Milwaukee music? Because despite not having shows, there's still a lot that's happening.
I guess I'm looking forward to these kind of surprise, kind of left field releases, kind of like what we talked about with Abby Jean and certainly what we're talking about with Space Raft. I really like when people are taking the time to kind of just go above and beyond and not just put out a song, even though any new music at this point is welcome. But I love it when people throw us a curveball and really like, hey, I'm going to, you know, make some 8-bit Nintendo music or do this random cover of this random old 60s song. I love that. And there are other artists doing that sort of thing as well in town. Groups Luxie, she's another one who puts out tons of electronic music and occasionally will create an entire video game for her music. She's just one of those super prolific artists. So I absolutely love that. And like I said, if there are any other couples out there in Milwaukee music, please make some adorable duets together. I love that. I'm such a softie for that sort of thing. So please continue doing that.
All right, a call out to all those couples with instruments.
Couple skate, yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins us to talk about a few of those songs. You can find our previous conversations with Wild at wuwm.com.